Well, I made a decision to veto it. That decision is based on feedback from the community. There are certainly portions of the community who are well informed on the bill. There are groups that have been very engaged in the process, but I would say by and large, the community is not aware of the tax. I became concerned about that as I started to go out into the community and ask people if they were aware of the new tax coming in July. Frequently, the response was, "Do you mean the gas tax?" And so encouraged me to dig a little deeper, and what I realized is that we hadn't done our job as a county to inform the public that this new tax was coming. You know, the county's been very distracted over the last year, and we haven't done our job informing the community.
What do you want to happen next?
Well, I've vetoed and sent it back to the county council. Ideally, I would like to see a delay for a year, but since the state has mandated it, I look forward to seeing what the county council brings back.
Do you have any thoughts about what should or should not happen? I mean, I believe they had put $85 as their fee for single-family homes. Do you have any thoughts one way or the other about what you think when it comes to the amount of money that should be charged to the property or business owner?
Well, it depends on the zoning of the property. So not all single-family homes are at $85. Many of them are at $170. And one email of the hundreds I received stands out with a woman, you know, in North County who has a very small home. And based on the, you know, zoning of her particular property, it's $170. And for her, at the end of this really difficult financial recession we've been through, that's a lot to handle. So she felt it was, you know, putting her over the edge financially. And I do think it is generally a tipping point for costs and taxes for the citizens of our community.
Do you, I guess, how difficult is it as a county leader to then be handed some of these unfunded mandates, as they like to be called, from, you know, when the state makes a decision or the feds come to the state and say this needs to happen and the state says, hey, you know what, we're going to leave it up to the locals? How much of a, I guess, kind of position does that put you all in, particularly when it comes to taxes and fees?
I think it puts the county in a very difficult position, and I will say that in my research I realized that this has become a competing issue between counties. Everyone's racing to the bottom for the lowest fee, and that really does defeat the intention of taking care of the environment and cleaning up the bay. All of us are for the environment. I'm for the environment. I say everyone should be for the environment, and if you're not, you should be. So I moved to Anne Arundel County for the Chesapeake Bay, and I know that the, you know, tributaries are ultimately what lead into the bay and the quality of the water in the bay. We all want to see the bay cleaned up. It's a question of how we go about it.
Do you think it can be handled just at the county level, or would you like to see the state retake up the issue?
I think the state should revisit the issue. I'd certainly like to see that. You know, I'm coming into this relatively late into the process for Anne Arundel County. You know, this legislation was passed a year ago, and of course our county has been distracted for the last year, but certainly I'd like to see the state revisited. I would have preferred that they give folks more time to prepare if they were going to put in a new tax, and certainly would have been helpful if they had funded it.
Your opinion piece mentioned about how many people you were hearing from on both sides of the issue, but you said, I think it was some 100 letters or emails.
Oh,
or something.
I think we're in the thousands at this
yeah.
point. And I'm glad that people are expressing their views on it. I'm really pleased that people are so quick to send an email, because it's helpful to have a pulse on the community. There was a tidal wave of email in favor of vetoing, and then there was a tidal wave in favor of signing. And so I recognize that there are very divergent views on this issue. Probably for most people, they're somewhere in the middle. But at the end of the day, we hadn't informed the community that this was coming. There were slices of the community that were very knowledgeable about it. But by and large, I would say that the community is not knowledgeable about it. So when I went out and did my own survey, I realized that no one I spoke with knew it was coming. And by the way, it's had four different names just in Anne Arundel County alone. We've called it the impervious surface fee, it's watershed protection, stormwater tax, and of course, the now infamous rain tax. So I think it's been confusing for the citizens of our county.
All right, so next step is for the county council to take this up and come up. Do they have a time frame that they have to work with to get that back to you to see what your next decision may be on the next plan they come up with?
Well, to put something in effect before the required deadline of July 1st, then it would require a fairly rapid response, and I look forward to seeing what they have.